W8 Fancy Underpants from N8 Neanderthal Man.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you feeling any better?
Yeah, I think so. I can tell it's still here, but for the most part, I think I'm through it.
Your voice is down about an octave. So you still got that part of it.
Yeah, I didn't get up all that long ago, so I gotta make some tea or something, or maybe I'll even try coffee here this morning and see if that gets things back to normal.
You got Interop to go to, so you better pick you up.
Without the little black coffee cups from Great Wolf, I just don't think it's going to be the same.
I did used to enjoy walking the hallways and getting the little animations to play.
Stomp, stomp, clamp.
Anyhow, I rebuilt the node here this morning. So it must sound okay, or you'd have said something.
Sounding fine. Why'd you have to rebuild it?
Blew it up.
Well, that's not cool.
Yeah, I was poking around trying to, you know, I should have left good enough alone, but I was screwing around and I must have done something and took out the COS line on the chip, whatever port that is. Fob, I should clarify.
Roger. So, which one is that? Are you using that monstrosity, that Franken-Dealey that I gave you to play with? Are you using that at all anymore, or are you on the other stuff?
Actually, I use that when I'm traveling, because it's so handy in the car. But it's weird. I was using it when I was here a week ago. All I did is unplug the power supply from the power strip, and then when I got back yesterday, I plugged it back in, and the damn thing don't work. So I'm going to look at that later.
Roger. I'm surprised that one's still functioning. That thing was such a hairy mess. All right, I'm going to go see if I can get that tea going. If I can loosen things up a little bit. I feel pretty good this morning. I could just tell it's still a little something going on in my throat, but I think I'll be okay.
Well, very good. Made a cup of coffee. I'm going to, if the chairs are dry out here, I hope they're not. I guess I'm not sitting out on the patio. Anyway, we'll catch you later, N8NM.
Roger, I'll be around. W8FU.
All right. Hey, I got 2.6 full scale on the mobile from sitting in the golf cart's parking lot, so that was pretty nice. But it's like, oh, I can use the 2.6 from Oxford here. Don't get a custom.
Is that where you're at now?
No, I'm home right now.
All right, because I was going to say you sound pretty solid. But, yeah, Oxford's okay. Yeah, it's, you know, you're hit and miss when you're out that way. You know, there'll be areas where it's a little shoddy, but works most of the time. Right, anyhow, I definitely got to get something. The cough's starting. It'll be a few.
Go get well.
W8RCY waving a hand. Good morning, Sean. Good to hear you out there. Go get your coffee.
KFB, out and about.
Oh, just running to the Jersey Mike's to get some tasty subs.
Very good. Yeah, she's clothes shopping today. We got a trip to do at the end of the week, someplace warm. So she had to get some summer clothes, which is, I guess, kind of difficult this time of year. And I ran to Lou's to grab a part to fix the bathtub because the faucet's leaking a little bit. And they usually don't fix themselves. A little bit always goes to a lot more. So I went and got a little cartridge, and I'm going to put that in. And that's the extent of my projects today. NAKPP.
Ah, very good. Yeah, that's exciting, going someplace warm. My wife is heading to Tennessee to visit her niece next week, or later this week, or however you want to look at it. I'm stuck in the cold. Had a the front face of a dresser drawer come off, so I had to go get some wood glue and repair that yesterday. No projects for today. I'm doing the ARRL single sideband DX contest. So been a lot of seat time at the radio today, and I'm just kind of taking a break right now. It goes till 7 tonight.
Well, that sounds like fun. So, I haven't got into that realm yet, but it is on my bucket list. So, lately I've been playing around with a lot of SDR stuff, but maybe I could listen to that. Where you hang out at for this little event?
Oh, I'm not hanging out anywhere. I don't call CQ because the pile-ups, I'm just not used to that yet. So I hunt around and call out to people that are calling CQ. And then, so I'm across all the bands. But, yeah, today's a good time to listen to. Right now, 10 meters is really lit up good. So you'll get a lot of Europe and stuff like that on 10 meters. but 10, 15, 20, 40, 80, and 160 are all active for this contest.
Okay, I got limited antenna, so you would suggest that 10 meters probably. And about where? Upper, lower? And give me a rough area to start.
Well, 10 meters will be upper sideband, and I don't have the chart in front of me, but it's the whole band for that one, I think. It's 28.3 megahertz, I think, and it goes up to 29 megahertz. Maybe it's maybe bigger than that. I don't know.
But yeah, anywhere in there will work.
Yeah, that's close enough, the 28th to 29th, because I do know how to use the waterfall part of it. So I just set it for 28th to 29th and do upper, and that'll get me there.
Yep, it sure will. You should definitely hear all kind of fun stuff. It's very busy.
Very good. Now I got two things to do after I fix the bathtub.
Well, yeah, I like the SDR stuff. I play with it now and again. Definitely, you know, there's all kind of different software, and then just getting it set up right, getting your antennas to know what does what well and things like that. They're fun. And as far as if your leak is just a cartridge, that's awesome. I love that they have that these days. I remember Cajun washers and all that kind of crazy stuff way back when.
Nope, $16 part, you know, call it good. So, I should have got two, but it was the hot one that was leaking, so I figured I'd just fix that one. So, but yeah, it's kind of amazing, some of the technology and things that they've come up with, you know, for everything that we just think is normal place. It's just, you look at some of the stuff, there are a lot of creative people. Yeah, and as far as the SDR stuff goes, yeah, it's just amazing what you can do with a $35 little goggle. And, you know, I broke down and bought the AirSpy one too, and that thing is just spot on. I mean, it was like three times the money, but there's no, you don't have to think around with the PPMs or the offsets or anything else like that. That thing is just tuned right from the get-go, so I guess it was worth the extra money as far as that goes. So, but I think I'll do that. Play around listening 10 meters today. It sounds like fun.
Yeah, roger that. I got the $35 SDR as well. It serves my purpose. I wanted to get the AirSpy, or there's another one too. I can't remember the name offhand, but, you know, the cost goes up, and I just, you know, when I do play with it, it's for like a couple hours every 6 months. So it's like, it's fun. I really enjoy it, but then, you know, I've got the full-blown radio. I can do a lot of the listening right on that, and I have the scanner, which I do the rest of the listening on that. So, you know, it's just kind of another way of getting at things I can already listen to. And then, of course, transmitting is fun as well. KEA BSI.
NAKPP. You heard about our repeater president. He got something, man. He just hasn't sounded good for like the last two or three days. Yesterday, last night, I talked to him. He sounded pretty good and was out and about. And today, I heard him, and he sounded like he went backwards. So we wish him the best. I don't know if you've heard that or not.
Yeah, the last I talked to him was the day he first noticed something wrong. And he mentioned that he was supposed to go out of town this week, so hoping he was going to get through it. And we, at that point, he didn't know if it was just a little something or if it was going to get bad, and apparently it didn't go well. So hopefully get through it sooner than later.
Yeah, my daughter, you know what she does, and she says the norovirus is really, really bad right now, and her husband, he's a medic, paramedic, and he got it. So, and he was really, really sick, but he was so sick he started an IV on himself and grabbed his bag out of the rig and filled himself full of fluids. No drugs, you know, nothing illegal, but he didn't feel like drinking or anything. He just knew he had to get hydrated. So, I mean, you got to be some kind of special person to be able to do that.
Yeah, I could do that, but I suppose if I did it all the time, it would be a little different. And yeah, my wife's a retired teacher. That, you know, she still keeps in contact with everybody, and that norovirus is just everywhere. So yeah, same reports. Anyway, I just pulled up to Jersey Mike's, gonna grab my food. I'll be back. KEA BSI.
I'm sure I'll be home by then. I'm in downtown Baltimore, and I live in one of these little subdivisions, so I'm almost there. You have a good day, and I think I will change the little things that I'm listening to, and I'm going to go listen on 10 meters, see how I can do. Take care, everyone. N-A-K-B-B. See you, Greg.
And thank you for picking up Mike. Anyone else, please call. Last call, Michigan Section ARPS CNET, please call now. Delta Oscar November, net control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service CORNET. This net meets every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39 or 32 kilohertz. Alternate frequencies are 5346 decimal 5. KAJBD, KEAPLM, would you make a net call, please?
This KAJB will. KJBD will do. This KJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPS CNET. Any station wishing to check in, please call now. This is KJBD. KADON, KJBD, nothing heard.
Same here, and with the conditions we're there today, I think that it would be nobody's out there. That's okay. Let's see here. Got a few quick updates for you. We'll get started. Tomorrow is the there's an update call. We'll hope to be able to call join into it. I know that the folks in Northern Michigan, especially District 7, possibly District 8, are participating in this. It's a exercise with the National Guard, and it's occurring in about mid-year, I think in June. And anyway, it's their exercise, and they're looking to have some Oxcom participation in it to see what kinds of capabilities we can offer. Naturally, of course, the reason I'll only be possibly joining into the call is tomorrow I'll be driving over to Muskegon. It has Tuesdays and Thursdays interop, and looking forward to those of you who will be there to be able to get connected with you all again. It's great to see people face-to-face and spend time with them. So if you're going to be there, please hunt me down, and I'll do the same. That otherwise is a quiet week for Michigan. The one thing I will make a plug for is next Sunday, just ahead of this, Matt, is at 4 Eastern Time, is the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom night. If you have the capabilities, any or all of the capabilities, you're welcome to join in. 4 o'clock Eastern Time on 60 meters channel 4. We move to 7280 and down on at 4:15. Then we move to D star reflector 024 alpha at the bottom of the hour, and then finally at 1:45 we move to talk group 31673 on DMR. That's the reason why Voxcom talk group. So if you can check in on any or all of those, you're please welcome to check in and join us. It's a very quick net. We run through there. We get 100 or so feet folks checking in across all those nodes. It can be a busy time if you're on net control, which, by the way, we're looking for more net controls. All right, with that, let's move down the roster here. We'll start off with WGA-GQG and be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Mike, how are things up at Presque Isle?
Max, KDON, and the rest of the Michigan Air PSC net. WBTQZ, Mike up in Rock City, P0 from Fresno County, and Max and MIT and net manager. Well, the weather has been interesting. I guess it's going to warm up a bit in the next few days and then cool off some. A lot of folks think we're looking at the tail end of winter. It'd be nice if we were, but I keep looking at it. We haven't had our April Fool's snowstorm yet. No real problems with the weather, though. Do have a little bit of news that will go from 10 o'clock Eastern to 11 o'clock, maintaining the same branch time, and hope sometimes not. Depends on who's running the show and who they've got helping them. Good news for the Great Lakes Emergency Traffic Net, they were experiencing some of the same problems.
And if so, please call now. Okay, hearing none, did pick up KB8SWR, he is on EchoLink, and so he's checked in and out. Let's see here, well, next we'll go to KB8RWE, to be followed by WB8TKL. Mr. Dale, how are things your way?
Yeah, this is KB8RWE, Dale from Calhoun County, and we just kind of belong to the Skywarn team. We had our siren test Saturday, and they did something a little different. We've got the ability to set off the sirens and sections down here, so, you know, if something happens on the east side of the county, we don't have to set off the sirens on the west side of the county. And we had some little trouble and some bugs to work out, and after the siren, we usually all meet at a little luncheon and talk a little bit, so that's about all I got for the net, so we'll give it back to net control, KD8RWE out.
All right, thank you, Dale. KD8RWE, KE8DON, again with the siren testing, and I appreciate hearing always about that. And heck, that's why you do the test, right, is to find where the bugs are and help get those cleaned up. All right, we'll go next to WB8TKL to be followed by KB8TGW. Jay, how are things your way?
KE8DON and the Michigan ARPSC net, this is Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima J in Ypsilanti. Well, as Jim said, we did attend the 2-hour-long AREDN Arden microwave training down at the Monroe EOC. Had prearranged to help out Chrissy from the Northwest Ohio Arden group. They've got a ARDC grant to deploy a dozen or so nodes on various hospitals and such buildings through the Toledo area. That will turn out to be a pretty good network. I think they expect to have the bulk of that completed by the end of summer. Here in Washtenaw County, we've got a couple, three buildings already, the rooftops populated. Network's been in place. Actually have one of the sites that behaves itself, knock on wood. I probably jinxed it, but nodes there have been running for about 2.5 years without a reboot, so we're quite happy about that. Anyway, the network is growing here in Alaska. We have two more main sites lined up to be deployed. Now we'll complete a high-speed 5.8 8 gigahertz backbone.
Bob, timer.
Audio.
Great Sierra Bravo Echo, Dave in Ann Arbor, and we're doing okay here. We're going to have the rest of our HVAC system installed tomorrow. They're going to come and bring the air conditioning unit over and get that in place, taking advantage of reasonable weather, I guess. It's going to be maybe in the low 40s tomorrow, and so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I'd have to say it would be nice, actually, if the Michigan RTNet would follow UTC rather than keeping the same local time when we go to daylight savings, because what's going to happen now is that once a month there's going to be a direct conflict with the FEMA Region 5 Oxcom net because they're sticking to UTC time, and so it's going to fall right on top of this net. So there's that, and I just throw that out there. I know that 80 meters is considered a local regional type of band, and so most of the nets on 80 meters tend to stick with local time, but we do have this problem. I have a whole bunch of other nets on Sundays, and they all follow UTC, and this is the one that doesn't. So back to NEC, N8FBE.
All right, thanks for checking in, David, and thanks for your comment. N8SBEKE8BON. The FEMA Region 5 net also follows local time, so we will stay at 4 o'clock Eastern time as the start time for that net, 3 o'clock Central. It's the UTC time that will actually change by an hour, so there shouldn't be a clash with that. What will happen as the sun shifts across the sky and everything, as we move towards summer, we'll probably move from 80 up to 40 for a while and then come back down again in the fall. But we'll wait and see how that goes. Definitely, FEMA Region 5, that shouldn't be a clash for you there. That should still be at 4 o'clock local time. Let's go next to N8OBU to be followed by KC8YVF. Mr. Mike, thank you for riding along today and providing the remote.
Well, you're welcome, too. It was tight. I was out taking care of some business and I was on my way home. Wasn't sure if I was going to make it in time, but we made it with a couple minutes to spare. Nothing new going on here. Sun shining, enjoying that. Other than that, still trying to get this rest of this crud out of me. Everybody's gotten it in the last few weeks, and I'm down to the sniffles and the cough. But it's all good. All right, everybody, take care, and we'll be monitoring in case I'm needed. Thanks again for getting net control. N8OBU.
All right, and thank you again for each week riding along at the remote, with providing the remote so that VHF, UHF folks can check in. Do appreciate that very much, and I'm sure they do. Let's see, next we go to up here in Saginaw, KC8YVF, to be followed by KB9IAR. Mr. Ron, how are things going?
Good afternoon, Max. Everyone on the net tonight. This is KC8YZF, DC for Saginaw County. We just
it's Mike, KBS Studio.
Error 202.
VHF hub disconnected.
KFA BOTLB monitoring. N8, ZCAP, all the listening.